From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. For once, we can't blame our friendly neighborhood pumping stations for waiting until Thursday night of a long weekend to raise the price of gas. During the day today in both Timmins and Kapuskasing, the digits on the big signs jumped by 20 cents. We're now paying in the 223 range for a liter. We have a photo on our website. Municipal politicians who rode an Ontario Northland train to a convention in North Bay last week weren't exactly accurate calling it the Northlander. That's the public passenger service dropped 10 years ago that's now being reinstated 3 years from now. ONTC Chairman Al Spachek says it was a charter using cars from the Polar Bear Express.
The whole idea was municipal politicians wanted to continue to support the reintroduction of passenger rail to northeastern Ontario.
Spachek says the politicians paid for the charter the same way they would have paid for a bus. A few weeks earlier, PC leader Doug Ford, in his capacity as premier, rode the same train to Timmins. The cost of owning a home is one of the topics discussed today by the two major party candidates in Timmins riding for the June 2nd Ontario vote. New Democrat Gilles Bisson says the planning process must be streamlined and getting financing made easier when prospective owners need a down payment.
So one of the things that we're talking about is putting in place the type of incentives necessary to be able to assist people to afford their first home and to be able to get into the housing market in itself.
Bisson added that more nonprofit housing is also needed. Well, ahead of the long weekend, Ontario Provincial Police are sending out a somber reminder about road safety. The force says 2022 has so far marked the worst level of highway fatalities in a decade. They say they haven't seen the number of people killed in road collisions reach the 100 mark by the second week of May since 2012. There have been 107 so far this year. Drivers not paying attention and alcohol and drugs are cited as the biggest factors. The Duke and Duchess of Cornwall have kicked off a three-day tour of Canada in St. John's, Newfoundland. Prince Charles and his wife Camilla were welcomed by Prime Minister Trudeau and other dignitaries when they landed this afternoon. The couple will also visit Ottawa and the Northwest Territories. It's part of a worldwide series of events by the royal family to mark Queen Elizabeth's 70 years as monarch. The main goals of this trip are to focus on climate change and reconciliation with Canada's Indigenous people. It's the 19th trip to Canada for the heir to the throne and the 5th for his wife. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.